Marcel, why was this the right time for you to take the job at Arizona?
You know, I think every coach kind of has their schools that if they were get offered a certain job at those certain schools, then they would, be interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona was one. You know, with me growing up in L.A. and being in high school and kind of playing during the Desert Swarm years.
Sure.
That was always, you know, a school. Out of high school, man, I actually wanted to go to Arizona.
Huh.
You know, because at the time, the best teams, I thought, in the Pac-10 on defense was Arizona and Washington State. So those were kind of two schools I wanted to play for back then. And so, you know, just over years, I kind of had my schools that if I was offered a job, at, you know, from those schools, I would be interested in. And Arizona was one of them, you know, with it being on the West Coast. It was a good fit, I thought.
Up until this happened, Marcel, were you planning on coming back at Boise State?
Yeah, you know, I got calls from schools. I won't say their names, but you know, I've been getting text messages from people, and you know, negative and positive about chasing the money. And you know, I was offered jobs that paid more money, so it wasn't about, you know, the money. It was about, you know, a fit for me to do what was best, I thought, for me to advance my career. And so, like I said, from leaving Boise State and going to A&M, you know, I realized going to A&M, I thought that I was a better fit on the West Coast. And, you know, and I'm not saying I will always be on the West Coast, but as far as me, as far as recruiting and knowing the landscape, I'm a better fit on the West Coast, you know.
Visiting with Marcel Yates, who's taken the defensive coordinator job at the University of Arizona, joining us here on Sports Radio. The Ticket, Jeff Caves here, and Marcel there. Marcel, what about the whole Boise State side of this situation as a former player, as a guy who's been here not once but came back to Boise State? You
right.
know how difficult this is to
right.
lose somebody at this time.
Right.
How difficult has this been? How did you handle this part of it and your thoughts about it?
You know, I think it's difficult because of the timing. Obviously, being a Bronco, you know, I know there's some people that's going to be pissed. There's also some people that's going to be excited. To be honest with you, Kays, I look at it differently. I don't know who Coach Harsh is going to hire as a defensive coordinator, but, you know, to me, if he goes a certain route, I'll be happy because if it's the guy that we think is going to be, then that's another Bronco that's moving up in this profession to be a defensive coordinator while I move up. I move to a different school as a coordinator. So people look at it one way. I look at it another way, you know, as far as loyalty and, you know, like I said, I've been getting hit with, you know, with all those questions from people, how can you do this? And, you know, the one thing I think people need to understand is, and I've been coaching for 15 years, and out of those 15 years, 11 years, I was at Boise State. So, you know, for people to question my loyalty, I don't understand that. My loyalty has been to this program and to this city for 11 years, and, you know, I will always be a Bronco, but at the same time, you know, I have ambitions and I have goals, and so I just saw it was a good opportunity to go to the Pac-12 as a defensive coordinator. I could recruit the same area I'm recruiting now, and, you know, at a school that, you know, I always looked at and always had interest in, a school that I think I could do my job at well.
Arizona's defensive coordinator Marcel Yates joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Marcel, there's been discussion about relationships with Coach Harsin for both Eli Drinkwitz and or yourself.
Right.
What will you say about your relationship with Coach Harsin? And is it fair or unfair to say if there were more loyalty there that you would have stayed?
That's unfair. This has nothing to do with, you know, Brian Harsin or loyalty. I mean, our loyalty goes back to 1996 when we played together.
Mm-hmm.
I know his family. I know I've seen his kids born. I know his mom. I know his dad. I know, you know, his wife's family. So the loyalty is there. That's where it gets hard when you're so connected to somebody as a family member or as a friend, and it's time to pick up and leave. And now, you know, feelings get involved where people go, you know, why are you leaving? And it's, you know, it's not about that. I don't know where this whole question is about Coach Harsin and guys not liking to work for him and all that. I think, you know, he wants to win and he has a standard And, you know, he wants a good program. And I think sometimes that's kind of construed as, you know, he's hard to work for, but I don't see that at all. You know, and when this came up, me and him talked as friends, and he gave me his opinion and I gave him mine. And so, and it was all said and done. I want to see him successful and he wants to see me be successful.
Marcel, you mentioned somebody getting promoted. What would be your thoughts if Andy Avalos were to get the coordinator job? What would be his strengths in the position?
That's a perfect hire, I think. I mean, if that was to happen, you know, and I can't speak, I don't know what Coach Hartz is going to do, but Andy was my right-hand man. And so, you know, I'm close to Andy. I'll stay close to Andy. But Andy is smart. You know, he knows the game. You know, he knows his defense. He knows the players. It'll be a smooth transition. You know, I also think how I was looking at it was with me leaving and him moving up to that position, I look at stuff like that. Like, so many people don't look at stuff like that, but I look at, you know, coaches can't stay in one place for so long when you have guys that are as good as Andy that, you know, Andy's ready to be a coordinator. And so while people are getting mad that I'm leaving, I'm looking at it like I'm excited if Andy Avalos actually gets this job that he's moving up in the position he's ready for. Because to me, when it's all said and done, in this profession, we all know where it's going to end up. At some point, we're all going to end up fired. It's just the truth. It's just the way the business is. So The way I look at it, as many Broncos out there that's coaching, the better off it is for a guy like me. So if I ever need a job, I can call on the guys I play with, the guys I coached, you know, the guys I work with to help us out in these jobs. So, I mean, the tree is just growing. If he was to move up, now we have – you know, if he was to get the D.C. job, you would have Andy Avalos as a D.C. at Boise State. You would have Marcel Yates as a D.C. at Arizona. You have Pete Kwiatkowski as a D.C. at Washington. I don't think people look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look at it as, oh, you're leaving Boise State. But I'm looking at it as the tree is growing. And when your coaching tree is going, that makes your program even stronger. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jobs for everybody, if you will.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, especially former players. If they come through Boise State and they want to be a coach, you got them at Notre Dame, you got them all over the country.
No doubt.
Marcel Yates, our guest on Sports Radio The Ticket, talking about his decisions to take the defensive coordinator job at Arizona. We're describing it as a two-year contract with about a $200,000 bump in pay. Marcel, how important and how accurate is that?
You know what? It's not accurate. All that still needs to be talked about, you know, and like I said, everybody thinks it's about chasing money. You know, there were jobs that I had interest from guys that were paying more money, you know, and the whole thing about money, and I always tell people, I was always taught, if you can't retire off of it, then you still need to work. So make the best decision for you and your family. And so it's a huge raise for me. I'm excited about that, but it was about having an opportunity to coach at a place where I can recruit and I can coach guys in a region I'm comfortable with and I feel like I can be successful at. And so, you know, I mean, and to be honest with you, my goal at some point, not today, but at some point is to be a head coach. And so, you know, the one thing I have to question myself is that if I go to Arizona and I'm successful as a defensive coordinator, does that put me in a better position to be a head coach to whoever it may be across the country? And I think it does.
Marcel, there are other angles that if you want to deal with some of the negative stuff, because I think it's good to get your side of what people are going to type or text or post or say.
Right.
And there's a lot of defensive talent leaving off of this year's football team. 7 defensive linemen, Correa, who know, Tanner Vallejo had a close call and looks like he's going to be back though. But
right.
Your corners, you know, your safety, your corner. And you've got to go on the road to face 2 teams playing the option in Air Force and New Mexico that Boise State struggled with the last 2 seasons. And this is another contributing factor why it's time to take off. How do you answer that?
You know what? I never thought about that. You know, it's so funny in the history of Boise State. It's almost when there's no expectations is where we do the best. And when there's expectations is when we kind of succeed at times. So I never even, this decision had nothing to do with who left or who's coming back. I mean, you know, as coaches, you think about, you know, this program to me is set off blue collar. So the excitement after the season, and pretty much after the season going into the bowl game, and I think you saw it in the bowl game, was just we're going to get back to being a blue-collar football team. You know, don't worry about the NFL. You know, don't worry about who's all-conference. Don't worry about what we're ranked and all that. Let's just get back to doing what we do every day. And so and that comes from Coach Harsin. So that started from him. So going into the bowl game, that was our mind state to just cancel out the outside noise and let's worry about what we're doing as a football team. And you saw it in the bowl game, and I think that's going to bleed over to the offseason. So that's the thing with the guys now. We might not have the names or the guys that you expect to be players, but Boise State is going to get back to what we're known for, which has been blue-collar, working hard, and doing things right. And so that's been the whole approach, and that's going to be the whole approach this offseason. So that had nothing to do with it. I mean, I don't, you know, I keep getting all the questions about the option, and me and Coach Avalos actually met with some people last week to kind of go over some stuff with the option. So the option questions is so funny, and I keep telling people the problem with the option is you can't give up over 200 yards passing when you're playing against option teams. That's what, you know, what hurt us was, you know, guys running wide open, you know, when you're playing against an option team. So we met. There's things that we did right. There's things that we're going to change. And obviously I won't be here to change those things, but, you know, those all have been addressed, and I think this team will be pretty good next year.
Arizona defensive coordinator Marcel Yates just accepting the job, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Marcel, what about recruiting? How in this business, how common or uncommon is it that the relationships that you've created? We saw pictures of you posted in recruits' homes as recently as this weekend.
Yep.
And you're one of our best recruiters here at Boise State.
Right.
And what happens?
And I told those guys, you know, I told those guys that there was communication from Arizona. I told them I hadn't accepted the job yet, you know, but I didn't know what was going to happen. So, you know, I was on. I don't lie to recruits. And, you know, that's another thing I want to nip in the butt, that I don't lie to recruits. And, you know, what I didn't want to do is, if my plan was to take the job, I didn't want to get out this week and go into homes and wearing a Boise State shirt, and then come Wednesday, you know, I'm going to Arizona. So I wanted to get this done this weekend, so it gave Boise State a chance to let everybody know that I was leaving, and Coach Harsin could, you know, he could do what he needed to do. And then I wanted to also to give Arizona a chance so I can be named there. But, you know, as far as the recruiting, I mean, whenever you're leaving a program, you don't want to mess with the recruits that's already at the program. And with this being my alma mater, I don't want to get into that. You know, I got a bunch of flack for when I left A&M with Sumner Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tough on me because Dylan Sumner Gardner only committed to Texas A&M because I was there. And so I called all the recruits and told them I was leaving. And, you know, I told all those guys to stay, you know, with Texas A&M. But he was the one that was like, Coach, I'm only coming there because of you. And if you're not there, I'm not going there. And so I actually went in and told Sumner this and was honest with him. And, you know, we talked about it, you know, and Dylan was so adamant about I'm not going there. So if there's an opportunity for me to come to Boise State, I'm coming. I was clear with Coach Sumner about that. And so, you know, that happened. That's rare that it happens that way. But it wasn't any foul play. I didn't go behind anybody's back. I tried to do it in a way that I thought was right, you know. So when it comes to recruiting, and now when you lose coaches, I mean, to me, if there's anybody committed to Boise State, I don't want anything. I'm not trying to take anybody. I'm not trying to steal recruits. I mean, these guys are Broncos, and I want to keep it that way.
Well, Broncos, our fans here are I'm sure, upset about all this, a little bewildered because there's been two coordinators leave after a 9-4 season and a big bowl game victory, Marcel, and in your case, a long history here. Maybe not so much in Coach Drinkwitz's situation, but as you look at all the factors, what should a fan make of all this and why both the coordinators have moved on?
You know, with Coach Drink, I just think when you look at where he's from Arkansas, so it made sense for him to go back to North Carolina State because he's closer to home, you know, and that's the thing I think people need to start realizing, that when you have guys from certain regions of the area, they're probably more comfortable being in those regions. So with Coach Drink, I think, you know, it was kind of, you know, he's from Arkansas. So, you know, he got a chance to to be the OC there. You know, he got a 3-year deal. You know, he's making more money. I mean, it kind of worked out in his favor in every way, you know. And so, I mean, for him, I don't think he looked at it like he was going to be here for a long time. I don't think so. It makes sense, in his situation. Now, for me, it wouldn't make sense for me to go to North Carolina State. I don't care how much money they were paying me. Because, you know, that's not a good fit. I'm a Southern Cowboy. So that's why the Arizona thing was, it kind of makes sense, you know, for me, because, it's in a region I recruit. It's in a conference where I can get kids and I can win, you know. But I think with all this being said, the one thing that everybody doesn't understand is with me taking a job, I still have a job to do. I mean, I still have to go down there and still got to work. You know, it's great to get the job, but to keep the job is a tough part. So that's the thing that I'm excited about, is that I get to go down there and work with a defense that needs to improve, and with a new staff, and kind of see me be the leader in building that.
Marcel, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate that and everything you've done for Boise State, and probably continue to do in the future.
Thanks, Kay. I appreciate you both.